being there when this was a huge hit, and I learned how to as I grew and was 2 meters tall at one time or another here. I despise discrimination. The hee-haw sure was funny then, too. When I weren't for that then, I am really sorry I laughed at Muhammad Ali stuttering. That was not cool. Nor happy days, rerunning well after MASH. I am starting a Soul Train station. If anyone wants to help, I've held a bomb drive for that for 17 years. Actually, for Doomsday. Y2K West Coast Countdown, all y'alls. Dick and Don on the NYE.
When he was 2 meters tall, he must have been that 6 feet tall. This person is a giant.
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture podcast that filters the internet through ears and eyes.
I think that's how it goes.
Of humans.
Yes.
I think.
Sometimes robots.
Yeah. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez. And who are you?
I'm Alex. We got a Patreon.
Patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman.
We appreciate your patronage.
Yes. We also have this podcast, which you should subscribe to.
Yes.
And maybe write a review. That would be cool.
Share with your friends on the Facebooks.
Yeah, anywhere. We're all over social media. But Antonio Banderas, tell them what it's all about.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you snap?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over!
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
So, this hit the internet last week. There was a video that was made, a Karate Kid video, and it was sort of inspired by How I Met Your Mother. Barney had this whole thing where the bully in it, Johnny, was actually seen as a good guy. So the video sort of had an argument for that. It was clearly a joke. It was satirical.
Yeah.
It did some trick editing to, you know, to make it look like he was good, and it was hilarious. But I was sort of blown away by the amount of stupidity I saw.
Oh,
like,
wow.
People not knowing that this was a joke. So the first one, it comes from Mike, and he says, "You all realize he's having fun reworking a movie for a different perspective. Take it down a notch. Nobody believes Daniel's the real bully. Damn." And I mean, you saw stuff like this peppered throughout these, like, 800 comment discussions.
Okay.
Of people just screaming.
Like, telling people to calm down.
No. It's mostly people being very mad.
Why?
Well, we'll see. So, Rhett. Like, Rhett Butler.
Oh, yes.
Rhett has this to say. "This is propaganda. Someone who never saw Karate Kid might actually think this has merit. It uses the basic information management technique of a political ad, twisted 180 degrees opposite to objective reality. Most people are unwilling to or unable to think independently, so they'll believe you as long as you make them feel good or smart, and you abuse the truth."
You know, I'm not going to lie, there probably are people that are taking this video very seriously in the other sense, where they're still like, yeah, he is the bad guy, but like...
Oh, there are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
there's stupid people on both sides of this.
Yeah, so, I'm not going to lie, when you do look at it, because I haven't seen that movie in, like, maybe 6 years or
but,
so.
But the thing is, there's lines in it that clearly show that it's a joke.
Yeah, like him saying Mr. Miyagi uses his...
He's a demon sorcerer.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Or the stuff about the marijuana. It's like, clearly it's a joke.
Yeah.
But
when you were in the 80s, evil kids smoked marijuana.
And something, though, is this whole propaganda and politics thing, it's going to pop up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of the things that popped up the most, actually.
That's really weird.
And a lot of the people who left these comments, guess what the profile picture was of?
I don't know what.
Confederate flags.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I know a Facebook comment's going to be good.
All right.
Basically stupid. Okay, so Taryn says, or Taryon, however it's himself.
All right.
No! He was a straight pussy, if you ask me. That boy forgot his Italian roots. The Goodfellas would be ashamed. So he's talking about
So the Daniel. Goodfellas are the epitome of all things Italian in life.
Yeah, he thinks Daniel is a pussy.
He wants him to go to town on them like old school style.
And he forgot his Italian roots.
And he forgot his fucking shine box.
Yeah, so thank you, Taryon or Taryn.
That comment just I mean, he just wants an expectation. There's nothing inherently.
So, Mario or Mario.
Oh, no.
He says, whatever. Daniel stood up to a bunch of bullies. Just because he's not scared to fight, he's the bully. You have a warped way of looking at reality. Sell that crap somewhere else, buddy. I'm not buying. I can tell you have very little life experience when it comes to fighting or protecting yourself or loved ones.
These people are salty. Like, there's no...
This person acted like they attacked him, though. Like,
I know.
Like, you don't know what it's like to protect your loved ones? It's like...
I mean, it's a... here's the thing, though. In real life, obviously, there are situations that call for a defense of yourself.
Yeah.
Movies are different, okay? Well, movies usually stack the odds against you and have the good guy overcome it. In real life, if there's like five dudes surrounding you, the chances are you're going to get your ass
kicked. Well, I think also with this case, it's not really a movie about a kid protecting his family. It's about a kid
who wants to
it's essentially just prove that he can beat up another kid. It's kind of stupid when you think about it.
That's why I never liked this movie, to be honest.
Okay, so Danny says, this is a weird one. The person who came up with this must be wanting to or is having sex with Johnny.
Well, I guess that settles it.
All right. That's a weird statement to make, but I love that he says he is having, like it's
wants to or he is already.
Or he, so it's okay, so. So Grant says this. Most people from the 80s are violent sociopaths. Lots of snorting cocaine and wearing suspenders while laughing maniacally, overlooking polluted city skies and celebrating yesterday's big stock trades. CIA assholes are largely rooted in the 80s mentality, too. They need an update.
This guy described, like, every 80s bad guy. Every 80s bad guy in, like, in a environmental
cartoon.
Do you
think this is a joke post?
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
He's, like, talking about, like, a Captain Planet type villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Which is why I said that, because that's what it reminded me of.
But it had comments on it where people agreeing with him, like again, people with Confederate flags.
I do know a lot of people who hate the whole 80s, like, yuppie group, like, movement and all that, so...
So JS says, dumbass motherfuckers. Always some moron that has to pull some ridiculous theory out of his or her ass. Enjoy some bleach on the rocks, dumbass. Couldn't stand that blonde-haired pussy when I saw the film.
Why'd you give him a southern accent?
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie, though. I am a little tired of these fan theories that... I understand they're done for fun, but the problem with them is that after their release and then they go viral, essentially everyone starts like holding them like they're fucking like their truth. Like the freaking Pokemon one. Did you ever hear about that? Where
there's hundreds of them.
The more common one is that in the first episode of Pokemon, Ash gets like thunderstruck by Pikachu. And the concept is that Ash is essentially in a coma. And he's, like, traveling the Earth.
And he was listening to AC/DC.
Yes, goddammit. I don't know. And okay. I hate that, because then it's like... Because then I, at school, a few months ago, I heard people, like, saying the same thing. I was like, shut the fuck up.
I think the difference with this is just tongue-in-cheek. It's for fun.
Yeah.
Those other ones, it's more of, like, 12-year-olds trying to, like, make everything sound really dark.
Oh, didn't I blow your mind?
And essentially, every one of these fans... So, for those who don't know... The internet is obsessed with two types of fan theories. One is that everyone is really dead.
Yeah.
So the characters are all dead in purgatory or something like that. So Ed and Eddie, it's like, you never see the parents because everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Rugrats, Tommy was a stillborn or something. Or
that's
was,
why he looks...
was a preemie.
Yeah.
And they're all dead. The other one is that it's all a dream. So
or the other one is that this is the child version of another show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... there's lots of theories like that. This just seems like it's being fun.
Trying
to
And that's why I'm giving it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it with more humorously, because
it's
the fucking Karate Kid, you know.
But then couldn't stand that blonde haired pussy when I saw the film.
I understand there's always characters in movies you don't like,
but it's like, damn, you're fucking angry at this guy, at this fictional character. It's like
that happens.
This ain't real. I mean, no, it happens, but it's like, I feel like he wouldn't have said that had this video not been made.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, there's actual there are characters that I hate, like Miss Ratchet from from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She's horrible, horrible, horrible. Mother Carmody from The Mist. Horrible character.
Oh yeah.
But some people take this shit too seriously. Bill says, "What a bunch of politically correct bullshit fucking World of Warcraft pussies."
I don't know. I feel like politically correct is the rallying cry for, I want to say stupid, hateful things.
Yeah, people who say PC gun mad or things like that, they're just upset that they can't use the same tired jokes, that they can't be offensive, that they can't say things that are just fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? You've said that joke probably so many times, it's you don't need to say it anymore. But I feel like I need to say this racial slur. Why? Why?
Because you're limiting their right to be an asshole.
I'm not racist. I just use these words all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, World of Warcraft pussies is the...
yeah, you know what?
That's a new one. He wrote W... capital W, lowercase O. That's how I know it's World of Warcraft. But what the fuck... what the hell is a World of Warcraft pussy?
I guess just a nerd. I don't know why they just didn't say nerd.
That's a weird.
For a while, that was synonymous with nerd, and it still sort of is.
Yeah,
but
I think it's dying.
Is dying down now because
Bill.
It's mostly the hardcore players just.
Bill, if you could shoot us an email and clarify that, that'd be really nice.
Fuck you, Bill.
Michael says, and he's being very frank with this: the world is really ass backwards now, isn't it?
Well,
I love it. A fucking video, a joke video, making Johnny look like the hero of a Karate Kid, and the world's backwards. I love the scale that these people are putting this video to. It's like...
is this a BuzzFeed thing? What is this?
It's Facebook.
No, the video.
Oh, no, it was just a guy made it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A guy made it to have fun. It was just a...
I mean, I doubt he regrets it, but it's like... You really just get a look at how... weird people are.
I just think it's just amazing that this is being equated to like almost like the fall of Western civilization.
Yeah,
it's like, I can't believe it. They're just...
I mean, I've seen people make more arguments that Batman's the real bad guy and no one really bats an eye.
Or the Batman's crazy.
Yeah,
he's in a mental institution.
Yeah, it's and like, and crazy. That doesn't piss off as many people as what I've seen this fucking...
fucking Karate Kid, man. The fucking...
It is the film, apparently.
People love this. Okay, so Jeremy wants...
he spoke in class today.
He wants everyone to know. It's called media manipulating. We see what they want us to see. We know the truth.
He wants us to put on the goddamn sunglasses.
So the media, a.k.a. just some random dude...
yeah.
It's trying to manipulate us. And so, I want... okay, here's what I want to play.
The truth.
I want to play a connect the dots game.
Okay.
So, all
right.
This guy edits this video together.
Uh-huh.
Okay. People see it worldwide, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
What does it change? It makes people think that the bad guy in the Karate Kid's a good guy.
But they know the truth.
But world... like, what's the... what does it change?
The cultural ramifications of the entire generation.
What are the ramifications of this?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Let's see. Okay, so David...
80s kids and 90s kids both suck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people who are obsessed with their generation usually.
But I don't see any, like, 70s, like, kids anymore.
Everyone's too stoned.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. So, David says, and this one's a whopper. This is a big one.
Whopper with cheese?
So, sure.
All right.
I was a teenager in the 80s, like Daniel, and I can give everyone a fact. So, okay, here's some facts. This guy's going to hit us with some truth. Back in the 80s, there was no such thing as a bully. When there was a problem, just like Daniel in the movie, he did not go tell his mama, his daddy, his granny, or teachers. Daniel did what he had to do to take care of the problem himself. That's how he handled situations in the 80s. Nerds would always say I was mean and a jerk. They'd call me names, and even though they would be asking for trouble. But did I tell my mom I was being bullied? No, I took care of myself. If you did not live in the 80s, you have nothing to say.
Well,
can you tell me what's wrong with this whole...
We clearly have a fucking bully on our hands.
No, here. No. Don't you understand? The nerds were telling him he was mean.
So he beat them up because they were bullying him.
Yeah, but bullies didn't exist because...
Because...
They were just nerds.
Yeah. Isn't it like that thing where you're so high on the totem pole you don't understand that you're actually on the totem pole?
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
the point is, this guy's clearly a fucking lunatic.
He was a bully, obviously.
Yeah, he was clearly a bully.
He doesn't realize it. He's just like, fucking nerds are always making fucking fun of me. Better beat them up.
Is okay, so back then, anyone that made fun of you, if you were a bully, was a nerd then.
I guess so.
Because you didn't know you were a bully. Bullies did not exist.
All these people being jerks to me because I'm beating them up. But I'm only beating them up because they're jerks.
Yeah. I'm not beating them up because I'm a bully. I'm beating them up because they're being mean to me. Fuck they're it. Bullying me.
For these fucking nerds. Okay. I ain't going to tell my mama that these nerds are hollering at me.
Jesus Christ.
This one.
This is sick.
People did respond to him.
Oh. What'd they say?
There was a lot of, like, people going, yeah, see, people don't know how it is anymore. And
no, they don't, because they didn't live in that time.
It just, lots of people were, like, telling him, like, yeah, you did good for yourself, and, like...
Can I just say that bullying is a real problem, and it's not...
Oh, no, it is.
...being addressed at all.
It's a problem that's been around for a long time. But back in the day, yeah, it was something that was, like, sort of like, no, just ignore them, Sonny.
Yeah, it's or like, just beat them up.
You fight back. It's like, sometimes fighting back ain't going to fucking work.
Yeah, and sometimes my dad even said this, don't ever fight back, because chances are they have, like, four or five friends with them to actually.
Here's what I always love about movies, TV show specials, where it's, like, the bully episode. The whole fight back thing that they used to do.
Or the bully would be like, no, what are you doing? No, I don't want to fight you.
Is once the kid gets the comeuppance, they never cover what's going to happen the next day or the next week.
Yeah.
He's going to get beat up 10 times harder.
Yeah. But in the TV show, they're always, oh man, you're actually okay, man.
You know what? I think we could be friends.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's like, you piece of shit. You realize I'm going to cripple you now.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's what you got to do.
So, Leonard had this to say.
All right.
I have a theory that Daniel is actually part of the lizard men that control the Illuminati.
Oh, God.
Daniel had to go up through the torment as a rite of passage and joined the organization, was accepted, he was indoctrinated by the subdivision recruitment leader Miyagi, who unlocks his lizard spirit by using his lizard hand technique. After the awakening, the end was inevitable in achieving victory. Miyagi was proceeded to gather all of the cosmos energy that was spilling out of the championship victory. In a secret deleted scene that was destroyed, Miyagi is shown to remove his skin and offer the collected energy to the lizard overlords.
Well, I mean, this guy's clearly just having a laugh.
No, it's true. That's true. I believe.
What's up with people in the Illuminati, man?
And lizard people?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
like, why are those the common, like...
I don't know what you're talking about. This is real.
Oh, okay.
This is true.
All right. Well, look out.
I believe him. See, everyone needs to listen to Leonard. He knows the score. I've seen it, the lead scene. I saw it once.
Where'd you see it?
I saw it, like, on the deep web.
The somewhere. Deep web?
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. I bought an AK-47 and a 30 pounds of hashish.
All right.
And I got to see this, and it was pretty good. So the Karate Kid has I did not realize it had such passionate fans who also love the Confederacy. So Karate Kid fans, they hate liberals, mm-hmm. they love the Confederacy, they think political correctness has gone mad.
Mm-hmm.
They're
bullies.
The nerds were the bullies.
Okay,
but you know they got to tell their mama. Karate Kid fans,
and they fear lizard people.
We all should fear lizard people.
Okay, fair enough.
We all should fear lizard people. That's just the truth. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Karate Kid fans, I learned something new. Again, everything in media has some sort of fandom. Karate Kid, obviously very popular, has a lot of angry dudes who view this movie as like the pinnacle of.
Of manliness.
But
that
it's
fucking,
about a little fucking kid.
Okay, how old was he in that fucking movie? Because he was like 30 years old or something, wasn't he?
No, he was like a freshman.
Oh, God. He never ages. It's really weird how...
So...
He was like 20 in The Fucking Outsiders, isn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Ralph Macchio.
Yes.
Rest in peace. He's still alive, but might as well. So, this happened. It caught me by surprise, and it caught the metal community by surprise.
All right.
There's a show called Portlandia. I'm sure you're aware of.
I've been watching it. It's all right. It's fun.
Yeah, it stars Fred Armisen.
Yeah.
And what's her name? I forgot her name. They do funny sketches that sort of mock hipsters and And it's a lot of satire and a lot of just like funny jokes and. Jello Biafra's been on there. A lot of musicians have been on there. A picture was posted, and it was Glenn Danzig is going to be on there, but Glenn Danzig was wearing trunks with boots. His legs were showing.
Yeah.
His shirt was opened up and unbuttoned. He was holding
like a summer cocktail,
like a Mai Tai or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, like a poolside cocktail.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
With like a beach umbrella inside of it, and like
that's funny.
Fred Armisen, the girl, they're dressed like as goths, and they're on the beach.
Yeah,
and so he's going to be doing a sketch, obviously, with them.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. First, let me just clarify. Glenn Danzig, he's a man who's notoriously known for taking himself very seriously.
Yeah.
Like, a little too seriously. After recent events that have happened, namely the dude who he put in the headlock, and then also...
Take a look at this headlock here.
Yes, take a look at this headlock here. That, and the whole... The promotional image for the covers album Skeletons coming out, where people kind of made fun of it, because... He's a 60-year-old dude in Skeleton.
Was that wearing his Misfits makeup kind
of? Yeah, he's wearing like his Skeleton makeup, okay. And it looks silly. But I think what we're seeing is maybe this is the start of Danzig finally not taking himself too seriously.
It happens. Maybe. I've noticed as celebrities get older,
he's 60. It's about time.
He's 60?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
About goddamn time.
Wow. But I do notice as celebrities get older, they do tend to start doing things.
They mellow out.
Harrison Ford did that too.
Unless you're Morrissey, then you don't mellow out.
Yeah,
you get crazier.
Yeah.
So it was just it's a fun image, and there's another image that was released too, and it was just like him hiding behind like these chairs, and they're under a tent, and I mean it looks like it's gonna be a lot of fun when it airs in January, I think. So going through Facebook metal pages, like Metal Hammer and all that stuff, and just the different
Kerrang.
Kerrang. Going through all of them, people had things to say, and most of them are either making fun of Danzig's appearance,
Which, again, is kind of the point.
And he's a 60-year-old fucking dude, too. Yeah. But no, it's like they're saying he's sloppy.
Oh.
The other thing is talking about the punch.
The punch.
Danza got hit years ago. It's been like almost 15 years.
Oh, are they still talking? Yeah, you told me about this, that he got knocked out.
Fucking 15 years and it's still talked about.
This is the his Guy Gardner moment, isn't it?
Yeah, the one punch, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ivan had this to say. I mean, there's some funny things that's up.
Okay.
Tell your children not to watch my show.
Tell your children not to watch my show.
Obviously a play on mother. Okay. The page called Boycott Liberal Hollywood, which posts on just random Facebook pages, said, okay, bringing the satanic NWO to the kiddies. Not
Hulk Hogan.
No,
yes,
not
I
the
know.
Wrestling NWO.
I know.
I mean, I haven't heard anyone actually called Danzig a Satanist in, like, 10 years.
Okay, to clarify, you are a Danzig fan. Right?
Yes, I'm
So you're aware of what people have said
about
him.
Yeah, I mean, that used to be a thing where it was like, Danzig's a Satanist. Now people kind of just don't give a shit anymore. They don't really even say anything.
Is Satanism even, like, a scary thing
for people? Satanic Panic's over.
Yeah, okay.
That was, like, a thing in the 80s and into the early 90s, and then it kind of just died down. Marilyn Manson helped bring it back a little bit, but then no one gives a fuck about him anymore, so no one cares about Satanism anymore.
All right.
So Eldritch says, I've got something to say. I forgot to button my shirt today.
It's a reference to Last Caress there.
Yes. Tom says, I've got something to say.
Doo-doo.
I'll be in your show, but pay me in cake. I mean, Danzig does actually love cake, just a side. I mean, I might know a little bit too much about Danzig, by the way.
There's a lot of in-jokes here that...
Well, it's not just in-jokes, but me personally, I know a lot of Danzig trivia and, like, things about the dude's personal life.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but... Yeah. Matt says, Homeboy needs to button up that shirt, XD. To which someone replies, it's a photo.
Yeah.
To which he goes, and... To which the guy replies, you take your shirt off in photos, idiot.
Well, okay.
I don't understand. Like, I was with him at first where it's like, yeah, it's just a picture. And then as I read the next reply, and then his explanation was like, well, you take your shirt off when
obviously,
you're...
yeah, yeah.
It's like...
Of course.
I mean, I don't let anyone take a picture of me unless my shirt's off. That's the rules. It's a camera.
Camera, shirt's off. Wait, shirt. hold on, let me take my shirt off.
Shirt off. It's like, I got my shirt on, you can't take a picture of me, sorry. Yeah. You watch the Oscars, you see all the photos, all the guys with the shirts off.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, wearing your shirt in a photo, what is this shit? The Dark Ages? Damn. okay, so... Kyle says, this is the first time in my life I have seen Glenn Danzig's shins. Not sure how I feel about that.
Well, I mean, he doesn't go around wearing shorts, does he?
No, this is the first time photographed that you've ever seen his legs. I mean, Crazy Craig, who is like one of his media managers, even said on a Facebook post saying he's only seen Danzig in shorts twice, once years ago, and then this photo.
Wow.
So yeah, Danzig's not really... Danzig's always wears the same shit.
Alright.
Black t-shirts, black jeans, and black boots.
He's the opposite of Andrew W.K.
He is. He is. And he's not down to party. Danzig is not down to party. I love that this guy, he's just like... It's like he's pondering. He's like, I don't know how to feel about this. It's like...
Soak it in.
Once he once he figures out what he feels about it, is it gonna like... change everything? It's like
all of his perspectives on Danzig have been destroyed, or maybe they've been opened up, who knows.
So Ben says something really weird. Is this where you want to when Jesus comes back, huh? Picking on poor Glenn Danzig. Misfits Samhain and Danzig are badass.
I'm surprised you mentioned Samhain.
Is this where you want to when Jesus comes back?
Is this where you want to
when Jesus comes back? Picking on poor Glenn Danzig. So He's saying
Jesus will come down and say, you guys were mean to my friend Glenn Danzig.
And so I'm not rapturing you guys. He should have been mean to Glenn Danzig, because Misfits and Samhain Danzig are pretty badass.
Those are Jesus' favorite bands.
And Jesus takes off into the ether
with his rocket with his rocket pack.
His rocket boots.
Yes.
His rocket boots. He takes William Shatner with him.
Because he's the rocket man.
Yeah, William Shatner's hanging off of a mountain when he does this. Okay. Yes.
God damn it. Awful movie. Awful.
Craig says, again, here's another, I don't know how I feel about this. Part of the appeal of Glenn Danzig is his complete lack of self-awareness. So he likes that Danzig is
doing something funny?
No.
Or
he likes when Danzig has no self-awareness. So he likes that.
Do you have examples of Glanzig's lack of self-awareness?
Not really. It's just
because I can understand what he's saying, but I can't actually.
Well, it's sort of the thing where Danzig takes himself as being very important.
We went to a show and yeah. I had my phone with me, and you said do not take any videos or any photos.
He yeah.
And I didn't really get why, but
he will have security rip your phone out of your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And as witnessed in a video that went viral. He'll also put you in a chokehold.
Yes.
So,
okay. He knows his judo well.
He does know his judo well. Nelson says, I'm Nelson! No. Nelson says, go, John Travolta!
That's all he said?
That's all he said. Well. Christopher says, okay, I know a few people will laugh at this. Put a do-rag and a mustache on him, and he's Vinnie Paul.
I don't want to laugh because I don't get the reference.
Vinnie Paul is the drummer for Pantera.
Okay.
And Vinnie Paul is a very chubby man who wears cowboy hats, and yeah.
I want to say Glenn Danzig in this photo does not look as bad as everyone's making him out to
be. Yeah. Well, here's the problem. A lot of these people, the last time they saw Glenn Danzig, like, when he was relevant, I guess.
Yeah.
Was when he was super fucking buff.
Yeah.
Like, when he was monster buff. And now seeing like this, it's like... But then again, it's like, that was like almost 30 years ago.
I mean, you've seen the progression of Glenn Danzig, so I mean... Yeah. To you, it's like, whatever.
I saw him go from that to go to when he just put white, like, paint on his face for some weird reason. He made himself look super pale.
Alright.
Wore demon gloves, wore mesh t-shirts, wore a lot of weird shit.
You know what he wants.
Okay. So, there's a clear distinction between the normal male community who post on these things and this and Danzig fans.
Okay.
Now, Danzig fans are fucking insane. Like, Danzig fans and me being one of them, I was always sort of the outsider in the Danzig fan base. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend and I and a few others that were cool, other fans were cool with, we've always been sort of like the outliers who aren't, like, constantly sucking Danzig's dick.
You're not nuts, essentially.
Yeah, we're not... We don't view him as a messiah. Like, it's some real Jim Jones bullshit.
I think I kind of got that when I went to that Samhain show with you guys. Because you guys met a few friends that you knew or something. And I kind of slowly began to understand that. It was really odd.
Danzig fans are a different breed of fan. It's really strange. So, okay. So, these are all taken from the Seventh House Facebook page.
Oh.
So, Mika says, who are those people? What is this about? Why is this happening? She's worried. She's like...
She sounds scared.
Why? Why? Well, you want to answer the question for her? So, who are these people?
Fred Armisen, and I need to look up the name of the other lady. Yeah.
What is this about? They're filming an episode.
Okay.
Why is this happening?
It would be funny, and Danzig wants to do it.
Yeah.
He wants money. I don't know.
Mika, your questions have been answered. All hopefully.
Right. Next.
Okay. So, No says, N-O-E, not N-O. No says, dude, this is really badass. Fonz wore boots on the beach.
I mean, I guess he did.
That one isn't crazy, and it's just like a...
Oh, it's badass because the Fonz used to do that too.
Fonz wore boots on the beach, okay. So, Brenda says, I can't stop looking at him. This can't be him. He's probably too drunk to realize what he's wearing. I just can't get over what he's wearing. This can't be happening.
Okay, you see, and that's the thing I don't like is the implication that Armisen and what's-her-face, I really got to look her name up, drugged or did something to Glenn Danzig to make him, like, do something that he, you know, does not want to do. It just seems like he's just having a fun time.
Her name is Carrie Brownstein.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
There we go. Carrie Brownstein, Fred Armisen. I'm going to forget her name in like 10 seconds.
But yeah, but, gee, like, it's, there's this weird urgency of like, no, this can't. I'm sorry, Brenda.
It's happening.
It's happening. And he's wearing these things.
She could have prevented this.
So, Adam says, this is a back and forth.
All right.
Adam says, I don't like seeing Glenn in a comedy situation. To which Joel responds, have you seen his animated character in that Aqua Teen Hunger thing? Adam says, yeah, but this makes him look silly.
I mean, that's the thing. In Aqua Teen, he was just kind of playing.
He looks silly in that.
Yeah. It was like an exaggerated version.
He's asking for blood on the walls. Yeah. And it's like, I love that his problem is like, Danzig can't look silly. You can't do that to Danzig. So
my take on this is that in Aqua Teen, if he saw that, he took that seriously. Like, Danzig. Yeah. Okay.
See, Danzig fans have a really big problem with the Danzig's image where they only ever want him to be brooding and dark.
Yeah.
And when there's pictures of him smiling, they get kind of iffy about it.
Do they not like that Danzig shopping list or the Shakira Danzig thing?
A lot of them kind of like go like, ugh, they're like this again, or like...
I mean, it's an old... They're old videos.
Yeah, but so. they have this whole weird thing where it's like, people need to be more creative. I can't believe they're doing this. Ugh. You know, people with no talent are just like, they're exploiting Danzig. It's like,
yeah.
It's that bullshit. It's like they all hate Henry and Glenn forever, which is like a comic about Henry Rollins and Glenn Danzig, like being in a relationship.
That's funny. Yeah. But it's funny though.
No, it's hilarious. It's but there's people who really like, they do not like Glenn laughing, being silly or anything like that.
All right.
So
that's kind of sad.
So Dave says, man. I hope he double duties at hosting and playing SNL someday. Fuck the rules. Enjoy life. I'm sorry, Dave.
That's probably not going to happen. I mean, okay, look, I don't want to shit on the
Danzig
man,
fans also need to realize this. While we may love Danzig's music, while we may think it's some of the best written music around, and he's one of the best singers around, he is never, ever going to reach those levels. He's never going to host SNL. He's never going to be on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen. He's 60 already. It's like, you know what? He's made his mark and his impact, and we should be happy with that. But, again, there's people who... these 7,000 people, they think he's going to do the Super Bowl one day.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a lack of awareness? Not self-awareness, no, but it's lack of awareness.
It's a lack of self-awareness to these people. They're in this delusion that Danzig
is big.
Is like super mega popular still. Yeah. But they don't want him to be mega popular. But they think he's popular enough that it's like everyone knows who he is. It's like
I had that weird moment too where I thought like people like maybe weren't big fans of him but at least knew his name, and that was not the case.
Yeah, I mean it's
so I don't know, it was kinda interesting.
He's known enough, I'd say, but yeah. It's like hosting SNL or being a
musicalist. Oh
no, it's I'm sorry. So Patricia says, I imagined Glenn wearing shorts before, so she imagined it. Okay, by the way, this person I see on the Seventh House Facebook page, she's one of Danzig's female fans who's weirdly obsessed.
Like, she wants to go to town.
No, it's weird fantasy obsessed where it's like, not just be go to town, it's like, live their life with him, sort of weird. Danzig has a lot of stalkers, by the way, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah.
I imagine Glenn wearing shorts before. I wouldn't imagine he lets people photograph him this way. I just can't. And so then, to which Adam from before, who doesn't like him looking silly, responds, that was my point! Glenn has never allowed himself to appear goofy or silly.
So this is clearly like some conspiracy here.
Yeah.
that he accidentally slipped and let his fucking...
There were hints of this going on throughout these threads about, like, something's up. This doesn't make sense. Something's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's...
Can a man just, like...
Have fun?
Let loose and say, fuck it, and just...
Yeah. I mean, these are the same people who try to make someone eating a birthday cake seem grim. Like, he's eating a birthday cake, and they're trying to make it look brutal. So...
Okay.
Eric says, this is horrible. What a waste.
What a waste.
It's... Yeah, there are some people who were saying, like, I don't know if... Like depending on how this is, I don't know if I can listen to Danzig after.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're because it's like...
Those are real fans.
And then people saying, oh, he's selling out now. It's like, oh, my God. Danzig sold out when he tried to do industrial music because that was popular at the time. Danzig 5, Black Acid Devil.
That sounds awful, by the way. The little bit I listened to, I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah. There's some okay songs, but it's overall, I don't like it. So, No. Remember No?
Yes. N-O-E.
Remember? He came in at the end of a thread just to say, I think Fonz wore boots on the beach.
Just to clarify, this looks cool. He did. So, now he's going back and thinking, like, wait a minute, by the way, I don't know.
This was a day later he posted this.
I think he did.
Like, I think he did.
Maybe it still could be cool. Don't worry.
I mean, there's some, like people who, like, are just trying to, like, fuck around and have fun.
Oh, well, yeah, but, yeah, and I imagine. But
they're mostly ignored or talk shit to, so.
Oh, cool.
That was a taste of,
that.
But Glenn Danzig is going to be on Portlandia.
Cool.
Good!
Yeah.
You know what?
By the way, do these people realize, it's going to be, like, a sketch. It's going to take, like, a grand total of, like, 5 minutes.
Well,
it's not even, look, the Portlandia sketches, like... They go back and forth.
Yeah.
They're normally not very long segments.
Someone posted the Jellybee Afro one.
Yeah.
Where he wakes up and starts going, yuppies! Yuppies! And someone said, like, I can't believe he did that. I've lost all respect for him. It's like, oh.
Jello's... I like Jello, but he's done a lot of things in his life.
There's always room for Jello.
Yes, there is always room for more.
So, it's back. It's back. Netflix Roulette is here.
Oh,
once
it's
again.
Here to stay.
And
it feels so good.
Yeah, it's back, and so what did we land on this week? wanna let our listeners know.
This week we landed on the film Road Racers.
Directed by
Robert Rodriguez.
This is actually his second directorial debut.
It was not a theatrical release.
It was released on Showtime, I believe.
Yeah. This is back when Showtime was trying to get, like, new content.
Yeah, and they were doing this, like, Joe Dante did a film on it. It was, like, this series that was over, like, a course of 2 months, and it was just throwbacks to the 1950s, like, B-movies.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a Grindhouse thing before Grindhouse.
It did feel like that, especially towards the end.
Yeah, so it's just, what would you say this movie's about?
It's just about, it's a Texan, some Texan youths, you know, some guy just,
greaser.
You know, he's a greaser, yeah, you know, with the hair grease on.
He's about rock and roll.
Likes his car, likes his rockabilly. And
likes
all
his
that.
Woman.
Likes his Mexican woman, played by Salma Hayek.
Before,
this is David Arquette, former WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
Okay, so this is one of David Arquette's first big roles.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say big, because this movie wasn't that big.
No.
It was also one of Salma Hayek's first roles, too.
Mm-hmm.
Before she was just doing, like,
was this
soap
before
operas.
Desperado?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The only reason she...
Or El Mariachi, which it's Desperado, right?
Yeah, she wasn't in El Mariachi.
All right.
The only reason she's in Desperado was Robert Rodriguez had to convince the studio by directing her in this first.
Okay.
And so this was...
So this was essentially to get Desperado up and running?
Partly, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's essentially, there's no real story except, like, there's this dude named Dude.
Yeah.
Dude Delaney, played by David Arquette, and he's trying to find his place in life.
In the 50s.
Yeah, all he wants to do really is, like, drive his car fast, play rock and roll,
smoke cigarettes,
and be with his woman,
look cool,
and you know, hang out at the burger joint with his
TJ's,
with his, yeah, at TJ's with his best friend Nixer, played by John Hoff,
who it seems like they don't really like that much, but
yeah. I mean, it's just But meanwhile, you know, you got the law, William Sadler playing Sarge, giving him shit, because rock and roll music is poisoning the youth.
It's the devil.
Yeah, you know, and then
I'm gonna be honest, it's not a very original film at all.
Well, I mean, and it's not it's supposed to be a throwback to one of those.
Yeah,
like,
but it's executed well enough to where it's like, it's just fun to watch. Yeah. Something. Well,
and then you got the main sort of bad guy,
who's son of Sarge.
Colin of 90210.
Yeah, I don't even remember his name. Wasn't it like
Teddy Leather?
Teddy Leather.
He's playing a bad guy from. They're not really greasers. They're
like a step above like Biff Tannen's crew.
They're bullies.
Yeah.
They're
not bullies because he's the bully.
So yeah. So it's sort of this rivalry that started with a race where. Dude accidentally lit his girlfriend's hair on fire.
The other guy's girlfriend's cigarette. Yeah, with a cigarette.
Yeah, and it's just a fun movie about rock and roll cars and it's not. Let me make this clear. It's not like deep or anything. It's not.
I will say it ends a bit on a darker note, but
definitely. Yeah, but it's a grindhouse movie that's not trying to be super grindhouse.
Yeah, maybe that was my problem with like Death Proof and like Planet Terror.
It was trying very hard to capture that.
Yeah.
Whereas this, I feel, captures that a lot better
because it's a low budget film.
Yeah, and then it's like the cast is just fucking solid. John Hawkes, who we've seen in From Dusk Till Dawn and recently in the Fargo series. He's hilarious as the best friend Nixter.
Yeah.
So, what did you think?
I was watching it, and I was a little... Because when you said, like, road race or something, I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, so this was kind of cool, I guess, just to...
I want to say this is an actual... It's a hidden gem, I think.
Yeah, and it's... I could have said that about, like, Action Replay, but I know a lot of people have seen that. They just don't live
also,
here.
I think that... I mean, because even though I enjoyed that movie, I wouldn't say like
I wouldn't recommend that.
I wouldn't watch it again either.
No, neither would
this. I would actually not mind watching.
And I would recommend.
Yeah, because this seems like a hidden '90s gem movie that is just like, wow, you know, that was actually not too bad. Like,
yeah.
The story was fun. But yeah, so it was a really surprise to me. I mean, I thought like, okay, this is
and the thing I was worried about was like it was going to be like when I saw it was in the '50s. I'm like, oh man, like because. I like Back to the Future, don't get me wrong, but they throw in so many, like...
references.
Look at the 50s, like, here it is.
This didn't do that.
No.
It was just...
It's like, there's a diner, but it's not a hoppin' diner with, you know...
It wasn't like, 50s references everywhere. Yeah. It was like, this movie clearly takes place in the 50s, but it's not winking at you every 5 seconds.
Yeah, like, hey, here's Mr. Sandman, here's David Truckett. Like, okay, I get it. Like,
it's like, we know it's the 50s. We can tell by how everyone's dressed and how...
Like that it didn't rely too much on 50s pop.
Yeah.
That it went more for, like, that rockabilly, like,
feel. Well, yeah, I mean, kind of thing, that's so. Sort of the end scene, kind of, one of the end scenes.
Yeah.
Sort of plays on that, where it's like...
okay, because there's this...
They're all faking it!
Yeah, they have, like, they have the record player in the back going on.
But yeah, I mean... It was, I thought, because even though I'd heard of this movie before, I always figured, like, okay, it's probably a shitty movie. It's like
that people just like because it's Robert Rodriguez's
No, because no one even likes it. It's because it's, like, unknown.
That's a shame, actually.
Yeah, I mean, because it was never released, I think until 2013.
Wow.
Is when it finally got a Blu-ray DVD.
Can I just say it looked good?
Yeah, it did.
Like,
it,
the transfer must have been...
It looked fantastic. So, yeah. So, yeah, it was a real surprise. So.
And the cinematography towards the end of the movie looked, like, great.
Yeah, you could see a lot of what eventually... There was, like, a lot of Sin City moments in there. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah,
You felt that, too? Yeah. Okay, so...
Which is another great film.
Going to the comments, some on YouTube, some on... most of them on IMDb.
Okay.
So El Renato 82 says, the only movie where David Arquette acts to his full potential...
I'd agree. I don't want to go that far.
I'd say it's one of the movies where he actually...
That's kind of sad, though, isn't it?
I mean, it's weird.
Because I didn't feel like I was watching David Arquette half the time.
Yeah, it's weird.
And that sucks.
It's like, after the Scream movies, I want to say he started sort of playing a niche role, becoming the silly guy.
Dewey Riley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
To me, he could be a serious actor.
Yeah.
Could have been a serious actor. I think it's too late for that, maybe.
I think it is.
When people think of David Arquette now, they just think of, like, think a C-spot run.
I think of WCW World Heavyweight
Champion. Or Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble.
Horrible movie.
Don't watch it. So, do not watch it.
So Freak Post says this. Is it just me, or does anyone else think that there's a massive amount of smoking seen throughout this entire film?
Okay.
Dozens of scenes of lighting a match or creating smoke rings, which showed nothing else but characters smoking a cigarette. I don't smoke, but I don't mind people smoking in bars or clubs, but this was a bit annoying.
That is really weird to me that you would physically be in a place where smoking can affect you and not be annoyed by it, but be annoyed by it in a scenario where the smoke will not affect you at all.
My main thing with this...
People smoked in the 50s.
It was the 1950s.
Yeah.
What... I mean, and I see comments like this a lot. Like, why are they smoking?
In that Star Trek Deep Space Nine episode, where they go back in time to the 50s, and they even said, like, we knew people smoked in the 50s. We wanted to kind of show that a bit.
Yeah, it's like... But, again, it's like, well, why are they showing so much of it? It's like, because that's what people fucking did.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a weird complaint, but I've seen people complain about this. In even in old movies, I see people complain about this. Why are they showing them smoking?
Yeah.
This is just a natural thing people did. Fuck. It's like, if they... I don't know. Clammy Joe says this. You're talking about nitpicking. It was filled with scenes that took me out of the movie that made me think that would never happen. For example, someone throws a catsup bottle at someone else's head from across the room and the bottle shatters as if it were made of delicate china. That would never happen. Those bottles are thick. And if anything were to break, it would be the guy's head. And there's a scene where someone who can't roller skate at all, a few minutes later, is such a good skater, he can bend forward at the waist and just graze the floor at the top of his head. Most people can't even do that standing still.
Okay, it was clearly just meant to show that he's fun and cool.
No, it's a movie.
That too. I mean,
it's a movie.
I don't even know why.
See... When I see comments of people...
There are times when I can nitpick about, like that, like, someone says, oh, I gotta get to, like, San Francisco, and I live in L.A., and it takes them, like, 2 hours to get there by car. That's something where it's like, yeah.
But, like, this, I don't know, suspension of disbelief is a thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, for some reason, lack it. They're just like, catch a bottle, no, it wouldn't break. And when they see, like, a bar fight scene in a movie, why the beer bottle break like that? That's not real. I can't watch this anymore. It's like...
Come on. Like really, come on. Like, I really want to meet the people who have to, like, walk out of the theater because something like that happened.
I mean, there are people like that. That's so weird.
We've discussed this before.
Here's the final one I have.
All right.
I mean, because there wasn't a lot of stuff.
It's an unknown film.
Most of the comments were about how the movie couldn't be... found on DVD or Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Like, but then it got released and then everyone kind of just shut up.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, no, going back to, like, you have comments on IMDb going like back to, like, 2001
ago.
To 2012. It's just nothing but, we need this on DVD, we need this on DVD, we need this on Blu-ray. What the hell's going on?
It does seem odd to me. Obviously, distribution
rights. The rights were fucked on this movie, but then they got worked out. Yeah. So Sophie Safo says... So she wrote a very long review of this movie. This thing from the review section.
Right.
It was a pretty normal review, but there was something in the middle of the review that was just, like, thrown in there that was, like...
Bizarre.
So the review's pretty normal. It's pretty straightforward. It's okay. Like, yeah, really good film. The cinematography's this, that.
Yeah.
The plot, here's what happens. This is pretty great. But then this... So one of my particular favorites is the homoerotic scene, which involves Sarge... his lieutenant, and a sausage roll. Sarge takes such delight in fondling his sausage roll, claiming that his mama makes them specially for him, and instructs his foolish lieutenant to similarly inspect and molest and finally indulge in his own roll. Sarge takes similar glee in producing the pastries, firstly from a pocket in his jacket, and then seemingly from another pocket elsewhere. I was almost expecting him to pull out from another bodily location.
And
then they started talking about the cars, so.
That is bizarre. I didn't even, like, pick up on that, like, watching.
So there's a scene in the movie where...
There's another scene, too, where he said, like... Where he said, like, oh, Sarge likes mustard on his hot dog and all that. But it's like
his Sarge's mom makes him kolaches. That's essentially what they are.
Oh, is that what they were?
They're giant pigs in a blanket, essentially.
Oh, okay.
In Texas, you can get them everywhere. So his mother makes him kolaches, and it's just like a road snack, and he shares it with his lieutenant, like, here, have this one. And then it's a funny moment where he has another one in his pocket, and he's like... And save this one for later. It's like a funny fucking moment.
But him and Tarantino like doing like moments with food because yeah, I think they said it brings a realistic thing because you rarely ever see guys just eating snacks.
And not that, it's a funny little like scene.
Yeah, yeah. Pull it out from some other.
It's homoerotic.
Yeah,
I love the line that he inspects it and then molests it, and then finally indulges in his own role.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Sophie Sapho. I'm not Sapho.
This is Sophie's choice.
Sophie Sapho. I'm sorry. You're wrong. So, yeah, Road Racers. Honestly,
check it out.
I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
I don't do out of 10s. I do...
Out
of 5.
Out of stars.
I do holds ups.
You're a holds ups kind of man.
Yeah. I give it... 3.5 to like 4. It was good.
You know what? I give 4 William Sadlers out of 5 William Sadlers.
All right.
So you know what? That's how we rank things here. Out of William Sadlers.
All right.
That's a thing now. So look forward to that next week.
There we go.
So being there.
This is a long one, by the way.
Being there when this was a huge hit, and I learned how to as I grew, and I was 2 meters tall at one time or another here. I despise discrimination. The hee-haw sure was funny then, too. When I weren't for that then, I am really sorry I laughed at Muhammad Ali's stuttering. That was not cool, nor happy days returning well after MASH. I am starting a Soul Train station, if anyone wants to help. I've held a bond drive for that for 17 years. Actually, for Doomsday, Y2K West Coast Countdown, all y'alls, Dick and Don on the NYE.
I'm not even going to try to guess. This is too ridiculous for me to even think about.
You're listening to Short People by Randy Newman.
I'm dying.
Yeah.